念，好不好
？Let the Lord complete His will.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们不讲希伯来书。
We are not going to talk about Hebrews.
今天我们要讲这个复活的信息。
We want to have a message of the resurrection.
在初期教会。
In the early church.
那一百年里面。
Within the first 100 years.
没有任何记录有基督徒庆祝圣诞节。
There was no record of any Christian celebrating Christmas.
没有基督徒为庆祝圣诞节而花天酒地、奢华宴落。
And there are no Christians who would celebrate Christmas in a lavish way.
但是在初期教会里面。
But in the early church.
最伟大的节日就是复活节。
The greatest festival was Easter.
当复活节的时候。
When Easter comes.
所有的信主的人欢喜快乐，把基督的复活当作他们最大的喜乐和盼望。
All Christians were overjoyed and they treated the resurrection as their greatest joy and hope.
为什么现在的人把圣诞节看得这么重要呢？
But why do we do it the other way around today?
为什么现在的人把复活节当得这样不重要呢？
We treat Easter as not important.
今天我敢说，基督教国家里面圣诞节犯罪的数目比别的日子更多。
I dare say that in Christian nations, we sin more during Christmas.
在圣诞节的时候，车祸比普通的日子更多。
There are more car accidents during Christmas.
圣诞节的时候，喝酒醉，还有许多败坏的事情，比普通的日子更多。
There are more incidents of drunkenness and a lot of decadence during Christmas.
后来慢慢又产生什么叫做圣诞树，什么叫做圣诞老人，这些古里古怪东西出来了。
And then later you have Christmas trees and Santa Claus, all this weird stuff.
这些都是与圣经完全。没有关系的事情。
And these have no relationship whatsoever with the Bible.
所以当我十七岁奉献做传道的时候
，When I was 17 and gave up my life to the Lord，
我定下一个心志
，I made a determination，
把圣诞节当作我布道的一个机会
，That I will use Christmas as a time for gospel rallies。
圣诞的时候我就讲道成肉身的成修。
In Christmas I will talk about the theology of the incarnate。
传神爱世人的信息。
To preach the gospel that God loves the world。
天上的救主来到人间受苦的目的是什么？
The purpose of the Savior of heaven coming to earth to suffer.
这45年
for the past 45 years,
我的圣诞节都是一个布道会。
All my Christmas is celebrated with a gospel rally.
在过去的12年里面
for the past 12 years,
想看到我们的教会圣诞节租一个可以坐5500人的大礼堂。花了很多的钱来做布道工作。
Our church in Jakarta will rent an auditorium that can seat 5,500 and spend lots of money for gospel rally.
我每一年都有许多人接受主。
And every year many people will believe.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
基督的降生。
The birth of Jesus Christ.
为了要到世界上来死。
Is for him to die in the earth.
圣诞是为受难节而预备。
And so the Christmas is meant for Good Friday.
基督的死。
The death of Christ.
是为他的复活而预备。
Is for his resurrection.
所以受难是成为复活的一个基础。
And so Good Friday is the foundation of Easter.
复活就成了诞生与受难的一个成全。
And the resurrection, therefore, is the accomplishment of the birth and the Good Friday.
所以初期教会把基督的复活当作是救赎一个成全最具体的历史意义。
The early church therefore treated the resurrection as the most practical manifestation in history.
复活就把他们整个生命完全改变过来。
The resurrection turned their lives around.
如果耶稣没有复活
，If Jesus were not resurrected,
等于说不义胜过了义。
It means unrighteousness have been triumphant.
不法胜过了法。
And the illegal is more than legal.
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ were not resurrected,
自然界的力量超过了属灵的能力。
It tells us that natural forces is greater than spiritual force.
基督没有复活
，If Christ was not resurrected,
政治的力量压制了人对神的信仰。
It means political strength has suppressed faith.
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ were not resurrected,
贿赂也叫代表经济的力量胜过神的旨意。
It means bribery or economic power is greater than the will of God.
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ were not resurrected,
宗教的组织跟腐败的宗教势力胜过了救恩的计划。
It means religious organization and decadent organization is greater than the plan of God.
所以，当这世界最重要的权力。
When the most powerful political force in the world
一个企图压倒神救赎的大旨意的时候
attempted to suppress the great salvation plan of God
我们的主从死里复活
our Lord was resurrected from the dead
是使比拉多比使叙利王使盖亚法使这些祭司长使这些群众多数声音的无理完全变成暗淡下去
And immediately he was able to put down all the voices of Pontius Pilate, Cyprus, and all the political leaders and religious leaders. Thanks be to God.
从社会的层次来看,
from a social angle,
耶稣基督的活,
the resurrection of Jesus Christ gave us the greatest hope of humanity. When we look at the legal system in the world, we see the greatest injustice. When the politics disappoint us,
宗教使我们失望的时候,
when religion disappoints us,
世界的财经使我们失望的时候,
when the financial system in the world disappoints us, when the decadence of religion is combined with the power of the masses,
民主以他绝对的多数来杀害义者的时候,
when democracy persecutes the righteous one with the majority vote,
我们无从把我们的盼望向什么人在世界上可以表达出来,
we don't know where to place our hope.
所以唯一把这个局势完全扭转过来的,
the only one that turned all this around,
就是耶稣基督从死里复活,
was the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督从死里复活的时候,
when Jesus Christ was resurrected,
自然对灵性的压制的力量也被解除了,
it tells us that nature has no power over the supernatural.
因为那坟墓面前的大石头滚开了,
because the great stone in front of the grave was rolled away.
创造主胜过了被造的世界,
the Creator Lord is victorious over the created world.
虽然暂时好像死亡是得胜的,
although for a while death seems to be victorious, but Jesus was victorious over death with death. The death of Jesus was a death that overcomes death, and he used this death as a substitute for all deaths. Through his resurrection, he shows that his death was victorious.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
这样复活的意义就大得不得了,
and so there is great significance in the resurrection.
复活不但使他们想起主曾经讲过这样的话,
the resurrection not only reminded them of what the Lord had said,
是他们从前不大注意的,
these are things that they did not take note of.
当耶稣讲许多的比喻的时候, 他们都亲耳而听,
when Jesus talked about the parables, they listened closely.
耶稣基督讲他要被卖在恶人的手下，被钉在十字架上时，他们都不愿意听这样的话。
But when Jesus spoke about his death, his crucifixion, they did not want to listen.
甚至彼得对主说：“主啊，你不应当如此。”
And Peter said, "Lord, you shouldn't say this."
这事不会临到你。
These things will not happen to you.
好像耶稣讲预言时太悲观，他比耶稣更乐观、更积极。 有权威来遮盖，来抵消耶稣所讲的预言一样。
As if the prophecy of Jesus was too pessimistic, and so he had a more optimistic view.
好像他对主说：“主啊，不必那么悲观，这个事不会临到你的。你听我的话吧。你看胆子大到这个地步。”
As if he was so bold as to tell the Lord, "What you say will not come true. Listen to me."
但耶稣说：“不然。”
But Jesus said, "No."
人子必须被害。
The Son of Man will be harmed.
这是绝对的必须。
This is an absolute necessity.
我一定要被害。
I must be harmed.
为了要照着圣经所讲的话去应验。
In order to fulfill the word of the Bible.
所以基督与门徒对话的中间,
in the dialogue between Jesus and the disciples,
我们常常看见许多门徒自以为比耶稣更聪明智慧。
We see many a times the apostles thought they were smarter.
所以他们抵挡耶稣的话,
and so they were oppressive.
主啊，这事必不临到你。
And they said, "Lord, this will not happen to you."
在马丁路德的德文翻译的时候,
when Martin Luther did a German translation,
那一段圣经里面出现一句话,
there is a passage.
彼得说：“主啊，可怜你自己。”
The apostle Peter says, "O Lord, have mercy upon yourself."
耶稣岂是一个自爱自怜的人?
Was Jesus a person that took pity on himself?
耶稣岂是一个见到危难就逃避的人?
Was Jesus a person who escaped from difficulties and
dangers? 耶稣说：“我是为这个时候而来的。”
Jesus said, "I came for this time."
这个时候是最困难的时候。
This is the most difficult time.
我一定在这个时候里面成全上帝的旨意。
But I will fulfill the will of God in this time.
所以死是一件必然的事情。
And death, therefore, was a necessity.
基督的罪受的这个报应,
and Jesus did not die because of his sin.
他不是承受他自己犯罪的果子,
he did not inherit the fruits of his sin.
他也不是承受他犯罪的工价,
or bear the wages of his sin.
因为他是无罪的,
because he was innocent.
他为我们的缘故受了刑罚，受了咒诅，受了审判,
but because of us he received the punishment, received the curse, and received the judgment.
所以因为我们的罪的缘故，耶和华把我们众人的刑罚都归在他的身上。
Because of our sin, God placed all our sins upon him.
基督以自己的能力得胜了罪所带来的死权的总和。
And because of his power, the Lord was victorious over all the things that sin brought about.
他把死亡吞灭掉了。
He swallowed up death.
他从死里面复活了。
And he was resurrected from death.
我们今天所服侍的不一位死的，乃是一位复活的救主。
The Lord that we serve, therefore, is not a dead Lord, but a risen one.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们要清楚知道复活对我们的信仰有真正绝对的意义。
We want to know clearly that the resurrection has great significance in our faith.
主耶稣说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Jesus Christ says, because I live, so you will live.
让我们的生命存在的意义跟基督的复活是绝对不能脱节。
The purpose of our life cannot be separated with the purpose of the resurrection.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
那复活到底要表达出什么呢？
What does the resurrection bring about?
也就是对死的超越。
It is a surpassing of death.
什么叫做对死的超越呢？
What does surpassing death mean?
这个是宗教动机里面最终极性的要求。
This is the highest aim in a religious faith.
宗教之所以是宗教，
for a religion to be a religion,
宗教不在理性的范围里面找答案。
It means that it doesn't search for answer within reason.
宗教要在超理性的范围里面找到真正的解脱。
He wants to find the relief from a trans-reason manner.
当一个人用生命里面的一部分的理性去了解生命的意义的时候，
when a person attempts to understand the meaning of life with reason,
他是一部分去了解全体。
He is using a part of his existence to try to understand the whole.
这是一件不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
因为部分加部分加部分加部分，也绝对不可能大过全体。
No matter how many parts you add together, you cannot surpass the whole.
所以在生命的部分里面，你用它有限的部分去了解整体的意义，已经是一个前提上绝对不可能的事情。
And so it is illogical to try to use a part of your life to try to understand the whole of your life.
理性只能是宗教诸多功用里面的一部分。
We can say that reason is just but a part of the many functions of religion.
理性绝对不能超过整个宗教性的功用。
The reason cannot surpass the entire function of religion.
一个人可以用理性去思想生命的意义，想了一半，因为生命死了，生命里面部分的理性跟着死了，他的思想就结束了。
When a person thinks about life with his reason, when he dies, his thought will disappear.
宗教的动机本身就是对限制的超越。
The motivation of religion in itself is to try to transcend limits.
宗教的动机本身就是对矛盾的解脱。
The motivation of religion in itself is to try to find relief.
当我们盼望可以脱离限制，超越矛盾的时候，
when we try to get out of our limit and try to surpass irony,
我们试看用我们里面所有最大的可能的力量去挣扎，去超越，去解脱。
We often try to use the best of our abilities to struggle to try to find a way out.
最后我们发现，我们要超越界限，超越解脱这些矛盾的时候，我们所用的力量的本身也是界限，也是一个矛盾。
In the end, we find that even our very strength to try to break out in itself is a limit, is an irony.
将宗教结果就走进一个死胡同的道路。
And religion therefore goes into a dead alley.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样复活的观念就变成所有宗教所要达到而没有办法达到的真正的事情了。
The concept of resurrection then becomes the goal which all religion try to reach by.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
复活不是理性的复兴。
Resurrection is not the revival of reason.
整个生命的重建，
it is the rebuilding of the entire life.
整个生命再活出来，
the entire life coming right again.
所以这个观念就比宗教性的本身还更高超的一层的东西了。
This concept therefore is more advanced than religion itself.
为这个缘故，我们看见的所有的宗教里面都没有复活的观念。
And this is why in all the other religions you don't have the concept of resurrection.
复活的观念只存在基督教的圣经里面，成为真正复活观念的原版。
The concept of resurrection can only be found in the Bible, the true original source.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督徒在复活节的时候，
in Easter for Christians,
一定要坚持肯定自己与所有的宗教是不一样的。
We want to affirm that our faith is different from all other faith.
当一个人对你说宗教都是一样的，
when someone say all religions are the same,
你说是的，是的，一样的，你就与他同流合污了。
If you say yes, it is, then you are like them.
一个人说宗教都是一样的，
if someone say all religions are the same,
只有两个原因，
there are only two reasons.
他是白痴。
First of all, this person is
没有研究的，
or doesn't study,
或者故意逃避事实说谎的人。
or a person who lies and try to escape from the truth.
宗教与宗教绝对是不一样。
All religions are different from one another.
你问真正研究回教的人，回教的人问他说：“所以宗教一样吗？”他会告诉你不一样。
If you ask a person that truly understands Islam whether all religions are the same, he will say no.
你真正明白圣经的基督徒，你问他说：“所以宗教一样吗？”他一定说不一样。
If you ask a Christian who truly understands the Bible, he will tell you all religions are different.
那么如果一个人说宗教是一样的
，If a person say all religions are the
same, 就表示他对宗教是真正一无所知的人。
It means that this person really doesn't understand religion. Or purposely turn it around.
不是说谎就是不明白。
If he's not lying, then he's ignorant.
为什么有这么多的人说宗教都是一样的呢？
But so many people say all faith are the same.
因为他们只从表面的现象层去看宗教是什么。
Because they look at faith from superficial manner.
宗教都是叫人做好的。
All faith seems to bring us to do good things.
宗教的表层到底有没有一样的事情呢？
But from a superficial level, are they the same?
我们要承认有。
We have to admit, yes.
宗教与宗教之间
，from religion to religion,
有现象范围里面相同的地方。
From their superficial phenomena, they look the same.
比如说，所有的宗教都知道人是有犯错的事实的。
For example, all faith knows that men are sinful.
所有的宗教都知道人死了不等于就是结束了。
All faith proclaim that death is not the end.
所有的宗教都知道我们的行为应当用善做我们伦理的基础。
All religion believe that our ethics ought to be built on good works.
所有的宗教都相信死了以后还有继续不断我这个生命的存在。
All religions believe that after death I will still exist.
真正伟大的宗教就追求永恒性的，是超过现实性的。
All great faith attempt to go for eternity beyond the local.
所有的宗教都知道有个超然的力量可以解决我们在最终所带来的痛苦。
All faith believe that it's a supernatural strength to solve our problems.
无论这个超然力量是所谓的神。
It doesn't matter whether this is God,
或者是鬼,
or a ghost,
或者许多许多的菩萨,
or a Buddha Vista,
或者有一些宗教的道德的那些报应的规律,
or a sense of cause and effect.
这些东西都是宗教表层里面比较相同的现象的第五范围。
These are things we see superficially to be similar.
但我们看见基督教所告诉我们不是如此。
But we see the Christian faith to be different.
基督教告诉我们不是人的理性同想象产生了一套宗教性的教义。
Christianity says that this religious thinking does not come from human reason alone.
乃是神永远的计划在时空里面向人启示下来真真实实发生的事情。
But a true thing that is happening because the eternal will of God is shown to us in our time.
基督的生是一件历史事实。
The birth of Christ is historical.
基督无罪得胜的生活是一件历史事实。
The sinless life of Jesus was historical.
基督的死代替罪人是一件历史事实。
The death of Jesus for men was historical.
基督被埋葬是一件历史事实。
The burial of Jesus Christ was historical.
基督第三天从死里复活是一件历史事实。
The resurrection of Jesus on the third day was historical.
基督回到父那里前升天去是一件历史事实。
The return of Christ to the Father was historical.
有一天基督还要再来，这是一件历史事实。
One day Christ will come again. This also is historical.
这样在这些历史事实的事件中间
，Among all these historical events，
神把他永远里面永远计划的旨意拯救人的这个步骤显明出来了。
God manifested His plan, how He's going to save human beings step by step.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在历史的中间
，within history，
我们看见永恒的计划。
We see the eternal plan of God.
这样，永恒与暂时、历史之间的关系就接连起来。
And so there's a relationship between eternity and the temporal world.
基督不但是人与神之间的中保。
Christ is not only the intermediary between God and man.
基督也是在历史中间、暂时界与永恒界之间的交界点。
He is also the meeting point between the temporal world and eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这位基督是为我们道成肉身的基督。
This Christ is the Christ God incarnate.
这位基督是为我们无罪得胜试探的基督。
This is the Christ who is sinless but victorious over temptation.
这位基督是为我们受审判的基督。
A Christ that received punishment for our sin.
这位基督是为我们死被钉在十字架上的基督。
The Christ who died for us and was crucified.
这位基督是从死里面又再复活的基督。
A Christ that was resurrected from the dead.
这位基督是以他的复活升天 以后在末的时候再来的基督。
The Christ that will come again after he ascended to the heaven.
这些东西都是历史事实。
All these are historical facts.
这些东西都是所有的宗教里面连一样都没有的。
All these are the things that the other faith does not have, not even one.
我们怎么可以说我们跟所有的宗教是一样的？
How then can we then say we are the same with other faith?
我们是绝对不一样的。
We are absolutely different.
所以我们把这些事情在我们的使徒信经里面每个礼拜念出来。
And so we recite this in the Apostles' Creed.
基督是上帝的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
就是圣灵的感应。
Conceived by the Holy Spirit,
童贞尼玛利亚生下来
，born of the Virgin Mary，
在比拉多的手下被钉死罪
，suffered under Pontius Pilate，
在十字架上为我们死了
，was crucified and dead，
死了埋葬了，第三天再复活
，and was buried and the third day he rose from the dead，
坐在父上帝的右边
，ascended and seated on the right hand，
将来必从哪里降临
，from hence he shall come to judge，
审判活人与死人
，the living and the dead，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters，
这一位基督的复活。
The resurrection of this Christ
就成全了所有的宗教所不明白暗中正在追求的不朽的事情
accomplished many things that all the faith does not understand
在古代所有的宗教中间
among all the religious faith in the ancient days
对圣世的不满对战士的超越最大的表现就是埃及的观念
has the greatest manifestation of the understanding of the breakthrough of the temporal world is the Egyptian
我们不能轻看埃及的古文化
We cannot look down on the Egyptian culture.
这个民族很特别。
It is a special people.
他们的房子小小的，坟墓大大。
Although their houses are very small, their graveyard were very big.
他们的王宫小小的，他们的墓林大大。
Their palace was small, but their graveyard was very big.
为什么尊重死人过于尊重活人
？Why did they honor the dead more than they honor the living?
如果你说我活的时候住大房子，死了小坟墓，那是很正常的。
It is quite normal to live in a big house when you're alive and have a small graveyard.
坟墓的大小也可以告诉我们那个时代对来生观的看法如何。
The size of the graveyard itself can tell us how they think about the afterlife.
你们二十多岁刚刚结婚的时候，有两个房间就感谢主了。
When you are 20 odd and you just got married, a room that has
一个房间，我们夫妇两个年轻人住，爸爸妈妈来，还有另外房间，感谢主，不必用布围来围去。
You'll be very happy with a house that has two rooms. Your parents can come.
当你五六十岁的时候
，But when you are 50 or 60,
你说怎么可以只有两个房间
？How can a house have only two rooms?
四个孩子有男有女都大了。
I have four kids and they are all grown.
多数人老了才买大房子。
When we grow old, normally we buy a big
house. 刚刚买完大房子，孩子出国留学又变得太大了。
Once you bought the house, your son will leave for overseas study.
然后呢，死的时候就做一个小坟墓就够了。
And then when we die, we just have a small graveyard.
埃及人刚好反过来。
The Egyptians did it the other way around.
他们的君王死的时候就建大坟墓，大到比新加坡五十多层楼的房子还更高。
Yeah, kings when they die, they build huge grave larger than many buildings in Singapore.
几千几万吨的石头压在上面，没有被压死才奇怪，就本来就死了。
Thousands of tons of rocks are all the way up.
为什么呢
？Why do they do
that? In search of immortality.
他们在寻找永生，
寻求不朽。
They are looking for immortality.
但已经朽了，怎么不朽呢
？But there's already a mortal life.
朽是一件事实。
Decay is a fact.
不朽是一个理想。
To have non-decadence is an ideal.
Mortality is a fact, but immortality is an idea. 所以人就是宗教动机里面寻求不朽。
Within our religious concept, we want immortality.
埃及人相信这个世界以后有另外一个世界。
The Egyptians believe there's an afterlife.
埃及人相信生命以后有另外一个生命。
They believe after this world, there's another world.
埃及人相信死亡以后有另外一个生活。
They believe after death, there's another life.
那个生活比现今的生活是更长远。
And that life will be longer than this life.
今世的生活，房子小一点不要紧。
It doesn't matter if you're small.
来世的时候要长久保护自己，长久永恒这个住宿。
But after life, we ought to preserve ourselves for as long as possible.
埃及的民族就发明了木乃伊这个事情。
The Egyptians therefore invented mummification.
我不知道为什么中文翻译木乃伊应当木米伊比较像木米。
The Chinese translation should be 木米。
为什么用木乃伊呢
？Why do we use mummy？
也是用几百斤的香料。
You have to use several hundred.
而且熏一个尸体。
Kilo of herbs to mummify.
然后吃这个尸体的皮完全没有损坏。
That the skin will be preserved.
可以包住里面的肉。
so that it can protect them.
他整个今生的血肉还可以完完整整被保存下来。
That the entire physical alone is preserved to the end.
为什么要保存下来呢？
What's the purpose?
因为在那个世界里面，
in the afterlife,
你还在生活。
You are still living.
正像在这个世界里面生活一样。
As if you are still alive.
是虚幻的身体在那个世界就不完整。
So it is not right to have a decay.
这是埃及人对永恒的看法。
This is how the Egyptians viewed immortality.
这观念在东方里面有没有呢？
Do we have such concept in the East?
孔子没有这观念。
Confucius did not have this concept.
所以孔子很诚实地讲了六个字。
And clearly Confucius said,
未知生焉知死。
If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how will I know that?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话。
If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious faith.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seemed to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic faith.
所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代就是变成民间的迷信。
After a thousand years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All this lacked the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才要到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢？
What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢？
Is there a resurrection?
他们先肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept of the resurrection.
又不能结束吧？
Their physical alone is preserved to the end.
为什么要保存下来呢？
What's the purpose
of this? 因为在那个世界里面，
In the afterlife,
你还在生活。
You are still living.
正像在这个世界里面生活一样的，
As if you are still alive.
所以修坏的身体在那个世界就不完整。
So it is not right to have a decayed body.
这是埃及人对永恒的看法。
This is how the Egyptians viewed immortality.
这种观念在东方里面有没有呢？
Do we have such concept in the East?
孔子没有这种观念。
Confucius did not have this concept.
所以孔子很诚实地讲了六个字。
And clearly Confucius said,
未知生焉知死。
If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how will I know that?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话。
If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious faith.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seemed to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic faith.
所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代就是变成民间的迷信。
After a thousand years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All this lacked the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才要到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢？
What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢？
Is there a resurrection?
他先肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept.
所以他保存下来。
The entire physical alone is preserved to the end.
为什么要保存下来呢？
What's the purpose?
因为在那个世界里，
in the afterlife,
你还在生活。
You are still living.
正像在这个世界里面生活一样的。
As if you are still alive.
所以修坏的身体在那个世界就不完整。
So it is not right to have a decayed body.
这是埃及人对永恒的看法。
This is how the Egyptians viewed immortality.
这种观念在东方里面有没有呢？
Do we have such concept in the East?
孔子没有这种观念。
Confucius did not have this concept.
所以孔子很诚实地讲了六个字。
And clearly Confucius said,
未知生焉知死。
If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how will I know that?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话，
If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious thing.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seemed to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic faith.
所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代的时候，变成民间的迷信。
After 1,000 years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All these lack the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才会到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢
？What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢
？Is there a resurrection?
他们深肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
但从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept of the resurrection.
又不能结束，真的精神的血肉还可以挖掘。埃及的民族就发明了木乃伊这个事情。
The Egyptians therefore invented mummification.
我不知道为什么中文翻译木乃伊应当木米伊。比较像 mummy，
the Chinese translation should be mummy。
为什么用木乃伊呢
？Why do we use mummy？
也是用几百斤的香料。
You have to use several hundred。
那就熏一个尸体。
Kilo of herbs to mummify it。
然后吃这个尸体的皮完全没有损坏。
That the skin will be preserved。
可以包住里面的肉。
So that it can protect the flesh。
让它整个精神的血肉还可以完完整整被保存下来。
That the entire physical outlook is preserved to the end。
为什么要保存下来呢
？What's the purpose？
因为在那个世界里
，in the afterlife，
你还在生活。
You are still living。
正像在这个世界里面生活一样。
As if you are still alive。
是虚幻的身体，那个世界就不完整。
So it is not right to have a decayed body.
这是埃及人对永恒的看法。
This is how the Egyptians view immortality.
这观念在东方里面有没有呢
？Do we have such concept in the East?
孔子没有这观念。
Confucius did not have this concept.
所以孔子很诚实地讲了六个字。
And clearly, Confucius said,
未知生，焉知死
？If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how do I know death?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话。
If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious faith.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seemed to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic faith.
所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代的时候，变成民间的迷信。
After 1,000 years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All these lack the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才会到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢
？What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢
？Is there a resurrection?
他们深肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept of resurrection. So you can protect them.
让他整个精神的血肉还可以完完整整被保存下来。
That the entire physical outlook is preserved to the end.
为什么要保存下来呢
？What the purpose?
因为在那个世界里面。
In the afterlife,
你还在生活。
You are still living.
正像在这个世界里面生活一样。
As if you are still alive.
是虚幻的身体，在那个世界就不完整。
So it is not right to have a decayed body.
这是埃及人对永恒的看法。
This is how the Egyptians view immortality.
这种观念在东方里面有没有呢
？Do we have such concept in the East?
孔子没有这种观念。
Confucius did not have this concept.
所以孔子很诚实地讲了六个字。
And clearly, Confucius said,
未知生，焉知死
？If I do not know what is being alive is all about, how do I know death?
如果孔子是个宗教家的话。
If Confucius was a religious genius,
我相信他是一个最诚实的宗教家。
I believe he was most honest.
诚实到一个地步，使他的宗教不成样的宗教。
He was so honest that he couldn't build a great faith.
所以儒家还不能有资格被称为是一种宗教的一个体系。
And so Confucianism cannot be classified as a religious faith.
老子的哲学也是如此。
老子 seemed to think the same thing.
对永恒没有真正的观念。
He didn't have a true concept of eternity.
没有具体的信仰。
He doesn't have a real pragmatic
faith. 所以当老子的思想过了一千年，在张道陵的时代的时候，变成民间的迷信。
After 1,000 years, during the time of Zhang Daoling, it became a superstition.
所以都缺乏了真正宗教的要素。
All these lack the true essence of religious faith.
中国人才能到印度去把佛教带到中国来填满我们宗教性的空虚。
And the Chinese moved to India to bring in Buddhism.
而佛教对人生的看法怎么样呢？
What about Buddhism?
有没有复活呢？
Is there a resurrection?
他们肯定死了不是结束。
First, they affirm that death is not the end.
从来没有复活的观念。
But they do not have this concept of the resurrection.